on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A Texas city considers the growth in its migrant population to be a crisis and moves to shift some of it to large cities far away.
The number of migrants crossing the border into El Paso continues to rise. Deputy City Manager Mario D'Agostino.
Around 6,500 in custody, 2,000 apprehensions a day, another 2,000 right now. It's foreseeable that we're going to see a large influx in over the next few days.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser announced the opening of a new 400-bed shelter to help keep down the numbers of those sleeping on the streets.
They're really full, and that's why it's become an emergency for our community.
Buses continue to take migrants from El Paso, five leaving today, headed for New York, Chicago, and Denver. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
And in New York, Mayor Eric Adams is tightening shelter rules by limiting adult migrants to just 30 days in city-run facilities. On the Weather Watch. Lots of rain up and down the East Coast, much of it due to Tropical Storm Ophelia. It made landfall on the North Carolina shore, slowly making its way now along the I-95 corridor, hitting parts of the Mid-Atlantic. Charisse Newsom of Dominion Energy.
Trees and tree limbs are the number one cause of outages, especially in tropical storms. Tropical storms also will kick up that salt water, which can cause fires and sparks on the lines.
Further north on New York's Long Island.
Here in Hempstead, the town of Hempstead, the town mobilized its storm response team, which is ready, of course, to respond to anything, clear storm drains, remove downed trees if necessary. Governor Hochul said she also has teams ready to respond.
CBS New York reporter Jenna DeAngelis. The center of the Ukraine war spin continues to be New York City.
Speaking days after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of weaponizing food, energy, and children at the General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Saturday said in his speech and to reporters that Zelensky's 10-point peace plan is not feasible and that the war would be decided on the battlefield, rejecting the proposal even for a ceasefire.
CBS's Pamela Falk at the UN in Washington.
The federal government is bracing for a funding lapse, warning federal employees that if Congress can't strike a deal before October 1st, they could see a pause in their paychecks.
I believe we have a majority here, and we can work together to solve this.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been fighting with hardliners in his own party, trying to get them to pass a stopgap measure until they can work out a larger spending bill.
Correspondent Christina Ruffini. The United Auto Workers walkout's more than a week old now and has expanded to parts plants of two of the big three, GM and the parent of Chrysler. Some progress is reported in talks with Ford. Same for striking riders. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
93.5 The Tap.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Herbal Aspect, cannabis elevated, three Madison locations. And you can shop online at Ignite or at herbalaspect.com. Herbalaspect.com. Let's do some Kelsey Miles for the 8 o'clock double dip. Save My Soul on Max Inc. Radio.
Dreams, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing, and I lose myself in the light.
change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
You felt the same.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. That's a double dip of Kelsey Miles there. And Fool, that's brand new Kelsey. Save My Soul before that. Kelsey's new album and new EP is super awesome. You can check out right now on her Facebook page. I think it's KelseyMilesMusic.com. That'll get you there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send her our best, your original local music until midnight tonight. We got Drivatron in the Devil's Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com to get more information about them. Appreciate their support with the Devil's Lair. Drivatron, super excited to have Paul in the studio playing live. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock, Rocker. We have a special guest. We're going to get him on at 8:30, but we got things to do and people to see. Frank from work is in the studio. Yo. Hey, Frank. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. You guys just had a show tonight, right?
Yeah, well, I just had an Old Oak show, so that's my acoustic project. So I played at a birthday. I almost called it a wedding, but it was just a birthday party.
Just a birthday party.
Over on the lake, right?
Over on the lake on East Gorham. It was beautiful. It was incredible weather, awesome Madison vibe, and just cranking out like 40 acoustic songs. So
that's awesome, man. What's new with Old Oaks? Are you guys doing any other shows in the area at all?
Or? Yeah, actually, this Tuesday, we're playing with Cat and the Hurricane at the Burr Oak. Cat and the Hurricane and Thelma and Old Oaks duo. So that'll be Daniel Hashke on saxophone and flute and myself. Nice. Yeah, that's coming up just this Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you guys have an EP out, Old Oaks?
Yeah, Old Oaks has like a live cut album, and then we've got a full band album that we recorded at just down the street here.
Sure. I think I have one song, Old Oaks, The Way.
Oh, yeah, that's from the first album. So that's pretty live. That's just the duo, Daniel and I.
I'll have to get that.
We'll have to send that one your
way.
Hook us up, man. We will.
Dude, work is blowing up, Rocker. They're touring. They got some new music coming out. I love how you're teasing everything.
Yeah.
The new album, it's called Revolution.
Yeah, it can be, you can take it however you want. So the R is in a parenthesis. So you could say R, Evolution, or Revolution. So the R, Evolution kind of concept came for us because the band, you know, these songs started being recorded in 2021 when we were a seven-piece. And then they continue to be recorded all the way through some live cuts that we took from this summer, which was us as a six-piece, but with a different keyboard player, Brandon Jensen from, he's also in the Mascot Theory. But so it's kind of like our evolution and sound, but also the songs are kind of evocative and really pointed occasionally at, political stuff. So
anything in particular?
Well, I'm just thinking of like Ignition, where it's just like, we have this heavy song because the world and the country felt like it was really grinding in 2020.
Is that where most of the songwriting came from, was during the pandemic and the shutdowns and 2020 and stuff?
Yeah, actually, I would say that. Most of this batch of tunes were originally being cooked up in that time. Okay. They also really range in how they're like what their topic is. Like I said, okay, maybe our evolution is for the band and revolution is like kind of like what we hope songs like Ignition inspire. But then the overall topic is kind of like changing over time, because like we have songs that are going to be coming out like Analog, where it's like just like kind of like Funk Day. It's just like a funk party. We're going back to Analog. We're just like making it real and really kind of gritty funk, which is obviously like not the same as Ignition. It's a whole different topic.
That song is to get the people booties moving.
Yeah, totally. So
where was this recorded, or did you guys do it yourselves?
This was recorded with Jake at Paradigm Productions. Except for the two live takes. One of the live takes is from our Terrace show, our UW Memorial Union Terrace this summer, and then the other live take is a was from the next day up at Driftless Music Festival in Viroqua.
You've all played a number of shows over the summer. Was there a memorable show this summer that you all played?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great shows in there. The Terrace is always a blast on a nice night, and we got lucky that the weather was good, and it was just a good, great party out there. Driftless Music Gardens is always great, so we were there for People Fest this year, which sold out, so that was epic.
I want to go. I've got August next year scheduled on my calendar. I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I feel guilty that I've not been to Driftless Gardens yet. I've heard so much about it.
And while we're talking about highlights, I do have to also shout out Mile of Music was up in Appleton. Mm. It's just cool because those sets are all original music.
Right.
And we just played an absolutely packed house at Appleton Beer Factory. And it's cool that people get down that hard to just a bunch of funk music that's being written in Wisconsin, you know.
Mile Music is growing so fast. That's such an awesome festival up there. Another one I need to circle on my calendar, Rocker.
Now, you guys have some release parties coming up for your new album.
Yep.
And that's going to be at the High Noon on October 21st, so that's the closest one. And then in November, you're going to be in Milwaukee and also Appleton at the Beer Factory. Milwaukee is going to be at the Opie Brewery. You guys are playing a lot of breweries.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking going on, putting out these albums.
We like our beer. Yeah, it's Ope Brewing. Very Wisconsin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably should be listening to the Charlie Barron show. I would have heard that.
And then, I think I missed this one when I was talking to you a moment ago, Rocker, but we're also playing the Midwest Music Fest in La Crosse early in November. I think that's November 4th. So, yeah, we're going to be headed out around the state, and we're going to be in Minnesota as well. I think we're going to be at Goodview or something near Winona.
Nice.
So yeah, we're getting out there. We're going to have a blast playing this new music. And
on the post y'all posted about you coming here tonight, you're standing in front of a little short bus. Is that your tour bus?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it was our tour bus that weekend. It's currently being worked on and converted. Okay. So it's our tour bus when it can be.
So it's truly a short bus.
Yeah. It's a shuttle bus and it's currently being kind of reworked into a house on wheels thing. So that doesn't work as good as a 6-piece band tour bus as just a shuttle bus does. Yeah.
You need a full school bus for that.
Yeah.
I saw you guys, we had Cat and the Hurricane on just last week and we were talking, they were saying, gosh, we were up for this big award for the Mamas and we were nominated against Work and they're good friends. And they won. Talk about competing with Cat and the Hurricane, and you work with them so much.
I love
those
folks.
And you guys have won plenty of Mom Awards already.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they've been totally crushing it. They're an awesome band with a great message. They're all very, nice people.
They are friendly, aren't they?
I'm really excited. Like I said, Old Oaks is playing with them this upcoming Tuesday to kick off their tour. Yeah. And so it's just cool to be in the same scene as people that you like, you respect, they're putting out good music. They totally deserve to be the artist of the year. So, I was blown away by Work getting that previous years. I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad people really like our music. Cause I think the Madison scene has a lot of good stuff to offer. So
tons of people. That's why we're here on Saturday nights, Frank.
Yeah.
Not just Madison, but across the state of Wisconsin. Frank from Work is with us. New album is coming out. Is it officially Our Revolution or Revolution, or is it up for interpretation?
You can say Revolution or Our Evolution. Up to you.
All right. Well, okay.
Revolution is probably what most people will say. I would guess, but
yeah, we'll go with Revolution. We've been playing Ignition for quite a while. You all dropped that single a while ago, but this first song that I want to play is called Embers off the new album.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard this song yet. I'm super excited to hear it. Tell us about it.
So this one is, the lyrics were written by a friend of mine, Sean Koval. So this is our first time ever. It was a cool collaboration between him and I, where I wrote the music part to essentially a song that he had already written all the lyrics and motifs to. I think this is a pretty wide ranging song. It got has some like reggae vibes. I really like the horn line in the verse. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of light and bouncy, very heavy on the imagery, and so I feel like it's but the message is not necessarily clear. So people can kind of interpret it however they want, which is fun to write music to.
And real quick, any videos coming out to support the songs or just the album release? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, the album release is coming out, but we will definitely we've got video stuff to work with, if that makes sense. Like, we've got the video, but we've got to make it into a video. But yeah,
you guys are awesome.
It'll be coming out. We're working on it. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're new to this, it's WURK when you search for work.
Yep.
To download their music and connect with them. Frank, thank you so much for coming
in
tonight. Appreciate
you. My pleasure.
This is a brand new song debuted here on Max Inc. Radio right now. It's called Embers from Work. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
But the hands don't move, waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Down and open wide, took me in its beak and then it all went.
Civic Media. That's Work and Ignition. Embers before that. That was a brand new track off the new album coming. It's being released on November 10th at the Oak Brewing Company. That's up in, where is that? That's in Wanakee, I think. Or no, it's West Allis. West Allis. There you go. That party's with Kid Elephant. And that's going to be a cool show if you're out there. Plus, keep an eye on Work on the socials. And thanks for Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Coming up in the next half hour, we got brand new music from Alternative Radio. We'll do some Secret Menu. We got P-Mad and Simple Company that sent us music. We'll do that next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brand new music now came to us at music@civicmedia.us. You can go to maxincradio.com to get all the information too. The band is called Simple Company. Here's the song Minimum Wage on Max Inc. Radio.
Different, but that's okay.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is P-Mad, little P, capital N, Mad. P-Mad. The name of the song is called Sword. They sent some music to maxincradio@gmail.com. Actually, make that maxincradio.com. There's a link to send your music there. Simple Company before that, Minimum Wage. They're a cool band out of Southwest Wisconsin. They also sent in some music. It was a really cool song. Thanks for sending the music, and we love playing new music. Just go to maxincradio.com to get all the details on how to get us your music. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up in just a couple minutes with Drivatron. Paul Vesh is here doing a solo set. Super looking forward to that. Maxine Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, it's Secret Menu in 18.
The ceiling is 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend. I don't know. We fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Pocket. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory. From my family and friends, they might not be there in the morning. Thinking about a memory before you fall back to when I was 18. Still had my 20s in sight. Was naive for 19, goodbye me. A little bit of time and money and change, but my wallet's empty. Faded photos and lockets, handcuffs.
pocket.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happening, this life is changing. Another
That is Pink Halo, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Live in the Devil's Lair with Drivatron just around the corner. Right now, brand new, 7,000 apart. And Runaway, Max Inc. Radio.
No one ever really wants to be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and to stay. No one ever really wants to be up the slate. No one ever, no one ever.
Radio, radio for the people.
A one, a two, a Milwaukee. I said a four, a five. I don't wanna be alive. Yeah, the girls dress like boys here in the city. Yeah, the nightlife is dead here in this town. There ain't stay, but I don't wanna go. But you leave me no choice.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It makes me smile, and you have a
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Officials of El Paso consider the sheer